Mortgage rates are down again. The Freddie Mac average for a 30-year fixed conforming loan this week is 2.96%, 2 basis points lower than last week and 12 basis points lower than it was at the beginning of April. A separate survey of large lenders by bank rate shows an average of 3.16%, down 4 basis points for the fifth weekly decline in a row. A year ago, the bank rate was 3.55%. Lumber futures at another record high. They hit almost $1,600 a board foot this week, 4 times the typical springtime price. Thank goodness for the low interest rates, says Michelle Gill with Midwest Homes in Madison, Wisconsin.
Interest rates right now are absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's free money. So that's also helping to bridge that gap between increased prices in construction and what they can actually get.
The lumber price increase pegged to layoffs and lumberyard closures at the start of the pandemic, leaving little supply when demand returned. The desire to work from home, desired by both employees and employers, will continue post-pandemic. Google among the many big companies, Bertha Coombs reports.
Google expects about 20% of employees to continue to work remotely after its offices fully reopen in the fall. Another 60% will have a hybrid work week that includes about 3 days in the office and 2 days wherever they work best. And the rest can change their location to a different Google office. Google will also continue offering extra reset days or days off to help cope with the pandemic. I'm Bertha Coombs.
And the home improvement boom is expected to continue this summer, not just because of home workers, but because as the pandemic wanes, Americans are getting ready to party, spiffing up so they can host and entertain at their homes. The handyman app called Thumbtack is seeing a huge increase in interest for backyard upgrades and additions, everything from artificial turf, play equipment, gazebos, new decks, and a fresh coat of paint indoors and out. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.